بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, we are about to enter into a new year. We find that there are two systems of calculation when it comes to the number of days, years, months, and so forth. The one is the Hijri system that is based on lunar calculation. The other is the Gregorian system, which is based on solar calculation. Both are recognized in Islam, and Allah makes reference to both in the Quran. The Muslims, Allah has preferred the lunar calendar for us, or the lunar calculation. That system is preferred, and that is given preference, and that is of course the better of the two. But Islam also recognizes the solar system of calculation. Now, for Muslims, when we are introduced to a new year, or when we experience a new year, our attitude is in complete contrast to the attitude of others. While many will be celebrating the arrival of the new year by engaging in sin and vice, Muslim does it the complete opposite way. It's a moment for reflection. It's a moment for contemplation, reflecting over the previous year that has passed, and pondering over how I can better myself in the coming year. So while they welcome it, determined to sin and act against the commandments of Allah, we should be even more determined to welcome it by increasing my obedience for Allah. وَحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that always enthusiastically pursue what will benefit you. And what is greater benefit to a believer than living a life in the obedience of Allah? So again, I just want to point out one thing that we spoke of earlier in the day, is that majority of the creation tonight will be engaged in vice and sin. There's no doubt about that. Immodesty, immorality. A night in which sin of this magnitude is not carried out in any other night. So what I should do is, let me carry out one additional act of obedience, so that while the entire creation is involved in disobedience, Allah finds me in a moment of obedience. So try, maybe after Isha Salah, read some additional Quran, perhaps give out some voluntary sadaqah, maybe two or four rakats additional. What I wouldn't do on a normal night, let me do it on this night. Not because it's an auspicious night or it's a great night, just that on this night, while many are involved in sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find me involved in obedience. May Allah grant us the understanding.